Welcome back. High on the Outdoors, Ray High Radio on a beautiful Saturday morning. From the bunker, coming to you from the Mossberg Indian Creek Shooting Systems Studios. We're a little late coming back, boys and girls. Peanut had an emergency. She had to go outside and go poop. And that happens. We all go through that, don't we?
Why are you looking at me big time?
Imagine that. Appreciate y'all getting in close to that campfire, pouring another cup of Thomas coffee. Vogler, you got some items for me?
Yes, Mossberg releases the new MC1SC stainless two-tone pistols. North Haven, Connecticut, OF Mossberg and Sons, our leading American firearm manufacturer, today announced the release of the MC1SC subcompact handgun, the Mossberg's two-tone. And this awesome. Is in 9mm, available in a standard frame and a cross-bolt safety frame. The MC1 is two-tone and it's subcompact.
You already joins, said two-tone three times.
But it is two-tone.
Okay.
And it joins the recently introduced family of four MC1SC models as Mossberg's first semi-automatic pistol in 100-year history.
That's
and if
cool.
somebody's going to know what to do it, they're going to do it right.
Right.
MDC announces new state record for black bullhead catfish.
Bullhead. Old bullhead.
Cody Sparkman of Perryville caught a state record for black bullhead catfish, 2 pounds, 13 ounces catfish on a Perry County farm pond.
Oh, cool.
And on July 21st, using a jug line.
A jug line, okay.
Using the jug lines. He was jugging his lines there. No. Okay. 2 pound, 4 ounce was their last record in 2010, so 9 years.
When I said peanut a while ago, it didn't go out as penis, did it?
Nope.
Okay. It's not like my phone.
The fish weight was verified on an MDC scale in Perry County. The MDC Migratory Bird and Waterfowl Hunting Digest
Migratory.
Is now available. Get a free MDC Migratory Bird and Waterfowl Hunting Digest where permits are sold online.
You would think we get somebody that could pronunciate when we do the news.
Pronunciate. No.
One more. We got a big interview coming up.
We got a big interview coming up.
Yeah, we got
up.
A big time interview coming
Missouri
up.
Archers take top spots at NASP. Yeah. Championship. Missouri students dominated the divisions.
That's awesome.
During the National Archery in Schools Program Championship, July 25th and 27th through in Nashville, Tennessee. More than 2,500 top archers from the United States and Canada competed after earning a spot in their prospective national tournaments to the NAPS.
Competed? What is that?
Competed?
You know, Matt, you think a guy that's going to read the news would edit it, double space it and read through it out loud several times.
Well, I couldn't read through it today. Why didn't I read through it today?
Shut up, Volkerberg. I'm not talking to you.
I feel like we're in the movie Groundhog Day because we have this discussion every week about Vogler in the news, and one day he might just surprise us and actually have gone through his news items
That's
and
never
read it.
Happen.
And
I forgot my battery charger, so I
we
only
don't care.
So
we don't need
battery.
Excuses. We need
okay.
results.
We need results. Okay.
Just like the results. Peanut just got out there scooting her butt across the grass.
That's a picture I want to have. Okay. Well, are we going to talk to Gary Mason soon?
In the next segment, are you done with the news items?
I'm done with the news items.
That's all you have.
That's all I have.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because we're going
to
take a break.
That's the best thing that's happened to me so far.
Pay some bills. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, and we'll see you all on the other side.